turnerradio.com, and it appears as if shipping companies, there are five container shipping companies that are refusing Israel cargo transit through the Red Sea. In the last 96 hours, five of the top 10 ocean shipping lines announced they will no longer handle shipments to or from Israel through the Red Sea, through the Suez Canal. Maersk, MSC Shipping, APM-Maersk, thirdly, CMA-CGM, Costco, HPAG, Lloyd, Ocean Network Express, Evergreen Line, Hyundai Merchant Marine, Yang Ming Marine Transport, and Zim. So these are the top 10. And five of the 10 are going to refuse to ship cargo to Israel or carry cargo from Israel. It is really turning out to be a David versus Goliath scenario with the nation of Israel. People in the Christian community, Christian people, churches, in the Patriot movement, very well known Patriot Christian Rumble, Brighteon, Before It's News sites, do not understand what is happening in Israel. They don't understand this war that is happening in Gaza is a prophecy, a 3,000-year-old prophecy in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. To understand what is happening in this Gaza conflict, you have to read Psalm 83. It is a complete, how would I phrase it? Going out to dinner. It's a 7-course meal. All of the players involved, Israel. It is a battle. It is a war with different battles. This war has a beginning. The war will have an end, a conclusion. It won't be a 20-year war, a decade-long war. It won't be a 5-year-long war. It'll be a fairly quick. Israel is going to quickly remove the terrorist threat from around Israel so that Israel will be free of terrorists within and without. I am shocked. I knew there was anti-Semitism in the churches of God, within Roman Catholicism, within the Lutheran churches, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Ukrainian Orthodox, all the Orthodox assemblies internationally. And I knew it was latent in the evangelical churches. And now it is evident, because the people who should understand Bible prophecy, the evangelical Christians, because they don't, they are siding with the enemies of Israel. And in Psalm 83, it is clear that the terrorists are actually at war with God himself, the God of Israel. So they're at war with God. They're at war with the children of Israel, with the nation of Israel. in that prophecy, it says that no one, no nation, no group of nations, no United Nations, no great powerful nations such as America, Russia, China, India, a collective of nations like NATO, no one, according to the prophecy, God will not allow any nation, group of nations, to interfere with Israel's duties. When you were young, maybe your father would give you a chore that you were to take care of. And he gets home in the evening and you didn't take care of your chore. You didn't do what you were asked to take care of. You didn't mow the lawn. You didn't sweep the driveway. Israel has been given a command by God, by the prophets of Israel, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Amos, Daniel, the Psalm 83. This war is a punishment on all of the nations that have caused Israel affliction, that have afflicted Israel for the last 3,500 years. They have to be punished. They have not yet been punished. The families in present-day Jordan have never been punished for their crimes against Israel. Jacob had a twin brother, Esau, who was never punished for the hatred Esau had toward Jacob and Jacob's descendants. These nations, according to the Bible, must be punished. We don't like it, but we can't stop it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you know
I've mentioned this verse before, Luke chapter 21, verse 25. There will be signs in the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Perplexity. Christ used that term perplexity one time in the New Testament, just once. Whenever he mentions something one time, there's a principle. You pay close attention to it. You go over it again and again and again. Because by using one word, a word, one time, there is a very important message Christ is trying to present to the time that we live in. Perplexity. No solutions. No answers to the problems. Everything is complex. Too complex. AI can't figure it out. Difficult to understand. A time of perplexity. And here, what do the nations of the world do when they believe and are led to believe that Israel has a campaign of genocide against the Arab people in the Gaza? The power of the lie is extremely powerful. Too powerful. It is a campaign, is what they're saying, what they believe, what the nations believe, what the Hamas news network and the affiliate news networks working with Hamas, CNN, all of the major news networks in America and in Europe and in the Arab world, Al Jazeera and China, in Russia, Pravda, all of it. Israel is murdering innocent women and children. No, Israel is trying to exist. The proof now is you have 5 of the 10 major cargo carriers that ship goods through the Suez Canal from China and other nations in the East to the Middle East, refusing to carry goods to Israel, refusing to distribute goods coming out of Israel. This is David versus Goliath. But, like I said in the first segment, Psalm 83, God is telling the world, God is telling the United States of America, NATO, the UN, European Military Command, the Arab nations, China, that they're not going to interfere with God's request, a command that has been given to Israel. You are to go to war, Israel is to go to war with all of the terrorists in the surrounding area and within the nation of Israel itself. Nobody's going to interfere. The UN is calling 100 and how many nations requesting that Israel cease this operation. Well, they better not hold their breath. They better not decide to go on a hunger strike to the death, because they'll die. These 5 top shipping companies, MSC, number 1, APM, Maersk, number 2, CMA-CGM, number 3, Costco Shipping, Quattro, number 4, and HAPAG-Lloyd. They are boycotting Israel. They're going to spend an extra 14,000 miles to go down around southern Africa to come up, then into the Mediterranean. It's going to increase the shipping price, the fuel costs, and people, once it gets into the Mediterranean, will have to pay for the extra costs and the delays of about 3 weeks. But they want to make a point. They want to prove that they will boycott Israel and help destroy Israel. They're mistaken. Israel is going to win the battle with the terrorists. And Islam, the nations and the people of Islam will see it. And God in Psalm 83 will make it clear to the Arab, Islamic, and Islamic nations, the people who are in Islam, that God's prophecies will come to pass. You cannot interfere with what the Bible, the Holy Bible, has to say. Israel is going to be victorious. Israel will occupy, take over all of the landmass of present-day Jordan. All of King, what is his name? Abdullah? No, King, trying to remember the king of Jordan. He will surrender his nation to Israel. I think it's Abdullah the second. The world and the Christian world, as a minister in the evangelical world with the evangelical Christians, Pentecostals and fundamental Christians, I cannot believe, but I'm very glad that these people who don't understand Bible prophecy are being exposed. They're supporting the enemies of Israel. And the enemies of Israel they're supporting are the enemies of the nations of the world. Hezbollah, Hamas, the terrorists, extreme terrorists, as Donald Trump would phrase it. These are enemies internationally. Right now in Europe, oh, you're not being told what the nations of Europe have finally made a decision. They're sending these people, they're deporting these extremists, these young Muslim soldiers that are raping the women of Europe, of Germany, of Sweden, of France, in the Muslim communities in France. It's a disaster. The French police, the police in Paris, won't go into certain areas. They'll never come out. But you're not seeing that, and you won't see that in the mainstream media. Germany. I was watching a YouTube last week talking about there was a New Year's Eve shindig, naturally, and I don't know how many young Muslim men came with fireworks. Some of the women were raped. And another thing, they don't discuss this. Many of these women, hundreds and thousands of women that are raped, get pregnant. And these women abort these children. What did Jesus Christ say? A time of perplexity. No answers, no solutions. AI cannot compute the best solution for certain problems. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the psychological damage to the women that are raped. And men. They don't tell you about men that sometimes get raped. This is an international problem. That's just with Islam. Another international problem. the turtles of China have been gone out all over the world and are in the universities in this country, are in government, top government positions in this country. Brilliant Chinese individuals gathering info from the Defense Department in this country, corporations, Treasury. China, for the most part, owns Canada. In the West, Vancouver, Quebec, in the East, and pretty much everything in between. The turtles, at some point, are going to be called home. They're going to have to go back to China. Another problem. Conundrums, difficulties, no answers, no solutions, no justice. This is what the Bible says. And I say, are we going to overthrow? Can the patriots and even patriot Democrats, can they overthrow this government and change things in this present control network in the seven hills of hell? The seven hills that go deep to Gehenna, and the demons that come out of the ground in Washington, D.C., and these demons run the CIA, all of the intelligence agencies, DARPA, military the military. See, we see through natural eyes, but I am telling this audience, the Bible speaks of another dimension, and out of that other dimension, very intelligent consciousness that think, see, that are powerful, that can deceive, that speak, that can control, have taken over the majority of the people that are in that bastion of, I'm going to think of the right word, that whole company of madness, insanity. You bring people back, a million people back from 100 years ago, and let them watch what's happening in Washington, D.C. for one day, and then give them a list of, or give them a piece of paper, and let them use one word to identify or to explain what they're seeing, what they're witnessing. They will say, madness. It's mad. This is what the Bible says will happen in the decade before Christ returns, especially in the United States of America. The rulers that control this country, the family, along with other families, are no different than what you're seeing with Klaus Schwab or Anthony Fauci. Birds of a feather flock together. It's just the ruling families. They keep their heads down. They don't want people to know who they are. Whereas they don't mind putting Fauci, Schwab, Biden out on the target, out on the range to be the target. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1100. 1357. That's 669-1357.
Freedom is a good thing, but what would our forefathers think of what we're doing with the freedom they gave their blood and lives to protect? We have laws in our country that protect people and their property. We aren't free to just beat another person up or steal their tractor or combine. The Apostle Paul helps us out a bit here. You, my brothers, were called to be free, he says. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Galatians chapter 5. These very words are exactly what is happening in our country. Freedom must include an attitude of love towards other people. To not do so is to destroy ourselves from the inside out. God wants people to be free, but it has to be used responsibly. The question is not how much freedom is God willing to give us, but how much can we handle? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so.
In this battle in the Gaza, Israel is going to continue until they have completed that objective. And the United Nations is not going to interfere. You hear talk daily that Israel is being pressed by the UN to halt the operation. Israel will not obey. Israel can't disobey God. Israel will disobey the wishes of the nations. And the nations are going to continue the hatred of the Nation of Israel, the hatred of the Jewish people is going to escalate. This is in the Bible. Israel is going to realize the nation of Israel and the Jewish people internationally are going to realize that there were the pogroms in World War II throughout the centuries. They were here and there. But they would never believe the hatred of the nations internationally until they actually see it. Well, it's becoming evident. The very wealthy Jewish people in this country, they better get what they can. They better get out of this country. They better get out of Russia. They better get out of the Arab nations, which they're doing. Out of Africa. Out of Asia. Canada. South America. Because there is a flood that is coming to destroy the Jewish people internationally. It is a flood, according to Revelation chapter 12, a flood that comes out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of Satan. Some people say it would be a campaign internationally, possibly, of the Chinese people against the Jewish people. The dragon, sometimes to some degree could reference China. This coming year is the year of the dragon in China. Islam is going to war internationally and will target Jewish people. It is David versus Goliath once again, this time not just in Russia, not just in Germany, not in Austria. It will be international. And the Jewish people, there is going to be a second exodus in the Bible. The first exodus took place when Israel, the children of Israel, left Egypt under the command of Moses. But the Bible says there will be, in the time in which we live, a second exodus of Jewish people all over the world. Those that listen, that will go back to the Middle East. It has begun. Everything is in the Bible. And I use the scriptures to give you an insight what has happened in Ukraine with Russia, in the Middle East with Hamas. Hezbollah is next. The Houthis are going to pay a big price in Yemen. The very weak Islamic terrorist network in present-day Jordan is not going to be very difficult for Israel to deal with. Once Israel takes out the command center of all the terrorist activity, a center that unites the Houthis and Islam and ISIS and ISIL and Daesh and Hamas and Hezbollah, all of them, in Damascus, Israel is going to burn Damascus flat to the ground. That's a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 17. Everything is in the Bible. In Luke 21:25, one time, Jesus mentioned the word perplexity, and he used that word referring to the time of the world in the decade before he returns a second time. AI will not be able to solve the problems. There's no solution. There's no end to the wars. The rulers of the world, the rich men, the captains, the mighty military generals, they think they can control and direct everything the way they would like to see. They would like to invent history according to their own concept, their own view. The Bible says they will lose control of the steering mechanisms, and there will be no way for them to, the brakes on their plans, the momentum will gain of the evil that they have planned, the evil that they are involved in, there's no way to stop what they have started. It will be their demise. They only have, Fauci will not live longer than 9 years from now, I don't think. Neither Schwab, nope, he'll die much sooner. All of the present rulers in Washington, D.C., these people, probably 9 years. And the Lord says that there will be a time-sensitive matter in the last decade. If he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And once he does return, there are very few people that are going to go into his millennial kingdom. There will be people from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, Israel, all of the Arab nations, China, but not many people from the United States of America unless they get out of this nation. Russia is going to be punished by the Lord here shortly in the next year or two, I think. And then Russia is going to, even the nation of Russia is going to suffer some kind of war, some kind of conflict internally. Before I say too much about that, I want to look at what the Bible says about it before I present too much on it. But it looks like the landmass of Russia is going to suffer some kind of, I don't know if you want to call it nuclear, neutron bomb destruction. I don't know what you want to call it. That's the only thing I can surmise, because the Russian people are going to continue as a people into the future. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731, or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Yeah, we got to lighten things up once in a while. This was a great song that was very popular in the early 70s, back in the time when people were somewhat sane. Now people are somewhat insane. but not in sync. In the last decade, Jesus Christ wanted the people of the world to know the truth, because the truth does make you free. The truth does give you a grasp of reality. Now, with the not president of the United States family, Biden, these people, they live and exist in a world of vanity, a world of chaos, a world that is abnormal. Their world, I don't know of very many people that want to be in that world, in that family, because they're abnormal. They are, I don't know why, these birds of a feather flock together. Everything their hand touches, they steal. They can't stop stealing things. They can't stop putting something up their nose. They can't keep their hands off of little girls and little boys. It's an abnormal world. And like the other families that are close to them, like Bill and Hillary, it appears as if, how much is enough? Oh, just a little more. Well, we want this island in the Caribbean. The Clinton Initiative, we'll take that island. Oh, there's one within 20 nautical miles. We want that one too, the Clinton Initiative. Yeah, well, we want 10 of those islands. It'll be the Clinton Initiative. They steal. They steal what does not belong to them. What is not nailed down, they take. And what is anchored by the plates deep in the earth, they take that also. It's a world of vanity, a world of madness, insanity, and it is just the way the world is to these people, and it's just natural to steal, to kill, to rape, to plunder. And the American people, we get to suffer for their sins, because their sins bring judgment on the people of this country. When they refuse to acknowledge the God of heaven from the positions and the halls of power, well, then God lifts his blessing off a nation. Is America under a blessing from God since the last election? Was there a blessing from 2016 to 2020 under the Trump administration? You now have the world, now has something. You're able to compare the Trump years to the imposters' years. Which years would the nation prefer to have, including the leftists? I'm not going to say Democrats, because, yes, the Democrats for the most part are leftists, but there are many Republicans that are leftist also. Also, so I can't say Republican or Democrat. I can only say leftist. Or another word for leftist, globalist. A New World Order globalist. This is the reality. This is what Christ said. There's no answer to this madness. There isn't. There is no answer to people who are Jeffrey Dahmer. There was no answer to his madness. If he had not died, he could never have been rehabilitated. because what he was, and he had been a product of MK Ultra programs, you cannot reverse that type of damage to the soul, to the mind, to the emotion, to the will. You can't reverse it. Irreversible. Jeffrey Bundy, Ted Bundy. There's no reversing what he became. The worm, Christ calls it a worm. Deep in the soul, there is something that is so powerful in a spiritual sense in the soul. That worm, and Christ referred to it as a worm, W-O-R-M, cannot be taken out of that person. The psychiatrists say that these type of people, they just need to get the flu. They just need to catch the flu, and you can't rehabilitate them. There is no cure. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Monday through Friday, The Present Truth. And then on Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. If you would like to support me here on The Present Truth, you can assist me with whatever checks or money orders or I don't know, $100 bills or $10 bills or $1 bills or even a candy bar once in a while. And that would be to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And then with checks and money orders, please make them out to me, Rick Rodriguez. There is a scripture where in the Psalms, I think it was, I'm sorry, not the Psalms, in the Proverbs, I think it was Asaph, one of the musicians for King David. He said, "Lord, keep me far from vanity and lies. Keep me far from vanity and lies." This is really people, the good people, you don't want to be involved with vanity. You don't want to believe a lie. Christ said that in the time that we're in, we are in for a change in life, in the world, like never before in the history of mankind. That is the truth. And the only, and Jesus Christ himself is able to give individuals or families the ability psychologically to be strong, to endure in the mind, in the emotion, in the will, spiritually by believing in Jesus Christ. You have two things, eternal life, and you have hope in this life. So, we're in a time of transition. The whole world is transitioning. In Ukraine, the transition of the people of Ukraine and Russia, the people in Europe are transitioning. In the Middle East, there's a transition taking place from what used to be maybe a somewhat sane world to a world of madness. And we're all going to have to transition. One thing, it's hard to transition from a lie to the truth. I know that in the Christian churches, there are many pastors that are telling the Christian people in their assemblies that we're going to go through a little bit of a hard time and things are going to get better. Well, I say these are false teachers, false pastors. They don't know what the Bible says. We're going to have to learn and begin to transition with the help of God himself to transition into the hardships that are coming. And he will give us the wisdom to make decisions that will benefit us daily, weekly, monthly, and in the coming years. For today, Rick Rodriguez will be back tomorrow. See what transpires overnight, and we'll discuss the latest and the podcasts for these programs and the other hosts, 1360khnc.com. Have a wonderful evening, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.